Blog Talk Radio.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say it again.
Let us come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
In Your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore Him.
Tell me, sir.
Psalms 27, and I also read Psalms 91.
and 27, it says, "The Lord is the light of my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" We should only fear God. And I must say, I was a little reluctant in talking about the devil tonight because I didn't want him to come back into my life the way he came in this morning, yesterday and this morning. But we should not fear. Just like the 27th Psalm says, "The Lord is the light of my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" Only fear God, not fear the devil. Well, let me go into what I'm going to be speaking to tonight. And the name of the topic, once again, the devil has a plan for your life. I realized that John 10:10 is a well-known verse, and many of us have heard our pastor preach it on many occasions, a verse of millions of believers around the world. But today, I want to give you fresh insight into this powerful scripture. Rather than simply reading it, you have read it 1,000 times before. I heard it 1,000 times before. Let's dig a little bit deeper into the Greek word behind the verse to see what we can hear about from the treasure of the Greek New Testament. Jesus said, "The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." According to those words of Jesus, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy everything good in your life. He wants to destroy your job, your joy, your happiness, your health, your finances, your marriage, and your kids. Yes, if you think about it, the devil probably had visited you and all of those different things. And as I read it, I knew that he has participated in some of those incidents with me. But I must say that God was also there visiting me while he was trying to steal, kill, and destroy. The devil just wants to ruin everything he can to get his hands on you. The word thief comes from the Greek word. I must spell it because I'm not good in pronouncing words. It's K-L-E-P-T-O, which means to steal. It gives a picture of a bandit, pickpocket, or a thief who is so artful, who's good at what he does. In the way he steals that, in his own way, the way he comes like a bandit and a pocket thief. This reminds me of a pickpocket who heard of a story who worked the streets in certain areas of Moscow. They could slip their hands into a person's pocket, took what they wanted, and be long gone before the person discovered they were even there. Let me tell you the funniest thing today. One of my co-workers, she's a young girl, and we were in the kitchen. I was getting some tea, she was getting some coffee, and there was another co-worker as well. And she was telling us that her iPhone was stolen this weekend. And what had happened was they were at this concert, and this concert was a packed house. And so many people were touching and rubbing against each other, because there was just so many people there. And this was Friday and Saturday. I think it was three nights. I think she was saying three, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm not sure who the artist was, but she indicated that her iPhone was stolen out of her little pouch that she had. She had it around strapped around her waist, and the way she had it, she didn't think, she had it open, but it was close to her body. But because so many people was in there, you couldn't tell if someone had touched you in a way incorrectly because there were so many people. But she, when she called the phone company that she deals with, they indicated to her that that weekend there were 5,000 people called in. And it might be a little bit over-exaggerated, but it was a large thousand of people who called in and said that their iPhones were stolen. There was a group of people there, they don't know how many, came to steal, kill, and destroy it. I guess they didn't came there to kill, but they came to steal. They stole iPhones, pickpocket. And reading the same, it's so ironic how she told the story, how her phone was pickpocket. And this was done by all the people that was, these phones were stolen from. They didn't even miss it until later, until they realized that, that their phones were gone. So it was the telephone company with the iPhone cell company was aware that this had happened to so many people. There was a group of Satan workers there stealing iPhones, and they were successful in their mission because of so many people close together, and you didn't know whether somebody was touching you accidentally because of the crowd during the same time they were stealing the iPhone. And that's just how the devil works. Jesus uses the word to let you know that the devil is very cunning in the way he steals from people. He knows that he does it outright. His action will be recognized. Therefore, he steals from people in such a deceitful way that he often accomplishes his evil goal before they can even know he had stolen from them. That's the same thing happened this weekend with this young lady. They were not aware that the iPhones were being stolen. That's how slick the devil works. Often the devil injects thoughts into a person's mind to steal his peace, his joy, and even his belief. Yes, sometimes we get weak and whatever we are going through, and we believe those thoughts that comes up in our minds. Not only does the thief comes to steal, but Jesus said that he also comes to kill. At a glance, it appears that this means to kill is to take someone's life. But the Greek word, which is theo, which means is to sacrifice. It originally refers to sacrificial giving of animals an altar. It could mean to sacrifice, to suffer, or to give up something that is precious and dear. Because Jesus uses his word to describe the work of the thief in John 10:10, he's telling us that if the thief hasn't already walked away with everything we hold precious and dear, he will then try to convince us that we need to sacrifice or give up something he hasn't already taken from us. Isn't that amazing? How he comes, how he convinces you? The thief cannot bear the fact that you possess anything, a blessing. If he is unsuccessful of stealing the good thing from your life, then he will try to be cunning, convince you to give up everything you possess and love, simply because he doesn't want you to have it. He may even come to create stressful situations that cause you to conclude that the only solution is to sacrifice the things you dearly love. Yes, he certainly does. Now, he didn't make me feel that way, but yesterday I was very unhappy, uptight, just was very upset about what was happening during that time. That was yesterday as well as it came into the next morning. But as I prayed and I asked my prayer warrior to pray with me, as the day went on, that's when the joy and the peace came back within me and my surrounding. My office had a peace and a calm spirit back again. Let me read this expanded interpretation of John 10:10. The thief wants to get his hand into every good thing in your life. In fact, this pickpocket is looking for any opportunity to wiggle his way so deeply into the personal affair that he walks off with everything you hold precious and dear. And that's not all. When he finished stealing all the goods and possession, he will take his plan to rob you, to rob you blind to the next level. He'll create conditions and situations so horrible that you'll see no way to solve the problem except to sacrifice everything that remains from the previous attack. The goal of this thief is to totally waste and devastate your life. If nothing stops him, he'll leave you insolvent, flat broke, and clean out in every area of your life. You'll end up feeling as if you had finished, that you are finished, out of business, make no mistake that the evil, which is Satan, his ultimate goal is to destroy you. But Jesus went on to say, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have to have more abundantly. The word "they might have" are from the Greek word tends to mean to have and to continuously possess. The life Jesus offers us is Zoe. Us is Zoe, Z-O-E, which suggests a life that fills with vitality. The word abundantly is a Greek word. The Greek word here is it's P-E-R-I-O-S-S-O-S. These Greek words are just very difficult to pronounce, and it means to be above, beyond what is regularly, extraordinary, or even exceedingly. This is not just abundance, but it is super abundance. That's what Jesus is saying in this passage. What a comparison. The devil comes to steal, to kill, to destroy. But Jesus comes to give us life as we have never known it. Isn't that so good that Jesus is always there with us and loving us in spite of whatever situation we may be in? And here is the latter part of the second part of John 10 that goes on and explaining. But I come that they might have, they have, keep, and constantly retain a vital and zest for living that springs up from deep down inside. I came that they might embrace this matchless, incomparable, richly loaded, and everything like to be ultimately maximum. In your walk with the Lord, you will experience time when the devil pushes button in your emotions to keep you all bound up and depressed. Doesn't he do that to all of us sometimes? Other times the evil will, his voice will make you think that God is talking to you in order to get you to get off track. Doesn't he do that sometimes? He makes you confused in your feelings about something that you're going through. But whenever these attacks occur, just tell the devil to shut up and stop. Stop dropping those thoughts and nonsense into your head. Tell him to hit the road. You know that expression, hit the road, Jack? Don't come back no more. That's the way we need to tell the devil. Hit the road, Jack. Let him know you are not going to bite that bait anymore, any longer. So he might as well go fishing somewhere else. You're not a sucker anymore. You know that he works now, and you have how he works now, and you're determined that he's going to steal, kill, and destroy. One more thing you're not going to let him destroy. One more thing in your life. There are no doubt about it. Let me give you these points. The devil, no doubt about it, the devil wants you to be defeated. The devil wants you to struggle through your entire life. The devil wants you to be sick, depressed, down in the dumps, miserable. The devil wants you to feel like you will never hit the target with your life. But Jesus wants to give you a life that is unequal, matchless, incomparable, richly loaded, and overflowing with life to the ultimate maximum. So now that you know that the devil wants to take your life, a less than gratifying, unhappy, uneventful life, a life that no one will ever notice is gone once it's over, what are you going to do about it? Well, ladies, and there's a gentleman on the line, I urge you to put on the brakes and stop Satan from weakening and putting those thoughts in your mind, in your life. Jesus will give you the power to revisit every attack and to overcome every strategy the devil ever tries to use against you. The word thief gives you a picture of a bandit, a pickpocket, or a thief who is so artful. That means he is good at what he does. And the way he steals that his, the way he comes into your life to steal, kill, and destroy. But just knowing who's greater than Satan, we must trust in that person, in God, and knowing that he can fight any of our battles. Yes, just like he mentioned, sometimes we feel the press, down in the dumps, miserable, sick. Yeah, those are feelings and thoughts of Satan. They're not of God. I know sometimes it's hard to pick ourselves up because of what we're going through, but just knowing that our precious Lord is right there. Our Almighty God is right there waiting for us to have the faith in Him so He can get us through and give us that joy that we need back in our life. So even though the devil has planned for you, what you going to do? What you going to tell the devil? Hit the road, Jack. Never come back, no more, no more, no more. But let us pray. We must pray on this tonight. Lord, I am so thankful that you came to give us real life. You didn't save me so I could live the rest of my life in defeat and poverty. You didn't redeem me as I could be sick, depressed, and sad. You came to give me life, and I am determined to enter into reality of that your life you promised me. Forgive me for ever allowing the devil to talk me out of the blessing that you have designed for my life and my family. I am taking my eyes off the low road, and I have headed for the high road of blessing you have planned for me. I pray in this, in Jesus' name. Let us go forth this week in knowing that God will be walking with us. Whatever plan the devil has for us, knowing that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. I hope that you will have a blessed week and tune in each week from 11 to 11:30 p.m. Coming real soon, that we'll be changing our hours, and we'll be announcing it soon what time it will change to. It will always be on Tuesday night, but we will change the time to earlier time. We're working on changes for the website as well. I hope that all of you had a wonderful, enjoyed the celebration, our 10th anniversary. There were some things that were not done in order, but God still made it a blessing for us. So everyone was looking so beautiful, and God just always show up and let things still be in divine order. Love you all, and have a blessed week.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say it again. Come.
Come.
Let us. Your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore Him.
Tell me, say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel. there you learn to praise Him even in the midst of a trial. Come. Man,